Because looks are everything. Get down.
The Autobright Direct Podcast.
Hello, folks. Welcome to another Autobright Podcast, wherever you are, whatever time you may be listening. So I've got Kev in the room with me today. Hi, Kev.
Hello.
How are you?
It's a bit early being in a podcast, to be honest. But anyway.
Ten past nine already.
I know.
Yeah, it is very early. And so today, Kev, we've got some special guests in the room.
Have we?
We have. We've got two special guests. We have got in the room today with us, we've got Mr. Craig Weston in the corner there.
Hello.
And Mr. Ivan Jenkins to the left of me.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
How are you, Craig? Okay.
All right, thanks,
yeah. Yeah, a bit early this morning for you.
Yeah.
Needs coffee.
I think we all do. So Craig and Ivan are from the Oval Owners Club, which is a global group now. Whatever you want to call it. I've got a huge passion for Fords. Old school Fords, new Fords, Craig?
Yeah, we go right from the new ST Mark IV, which just come out recently, and then we go right down to the Mark I Escorts, 1970s, 1960s.
Can't beat the old ones.
No. Nope.
Can't be old school.
See, we had a conversation yesterday, didn't we, Kev, about Fords.
Did we?
About new Fords.
New Fords, yeah.
Yeah, of what they bring out now. It's not a lot, really, is it?
No. They've decided not to go with the RS anymore, so the RS brand is now gone, sort of thing, and just going constraint on the ST and the Mustang.
Right, okay, that's quite sad, though, isn't it? Really, bring back a new version of the Cosy. That's what I
do. We think that's a mistake.
I do.
Dropping their two sort of main performance brands.
Yeah,
but obviously, Cosworth has been missing for a while, hasn't it? Now,
yeah, it helps us though. We've got the old ones, increases value.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday as well, weren't we?
You're not kidding. Yeah, you're not kidding. They are worth an absolute fortune. Do you know, years ago, quick story, I was living with my dad, and I had a Mark II Escort that I did up. I must have spent about $5,000 on it, respray and...
So you did have a proper car at one point, then?
Yeah, did you? ba-boom. Crossflow engine, bought out to 1700 with a Kent 234 cam in and twin 40s and... I know my stuff.
Yeah.
And I lived up with my dad, and I was moving out, so I had to sell my car. I was gutted, absolutely gutted. And about 2 weeks later, it was written off. I saw it in a salvage yard, written off.
The lads
I sold it to wrapped it round a lamppost and lonked them.
It'd probably still be worth some money now, that would.
I was gutted, absolutely gutted. I was quite heartbroken with that. Well, if I had it today, it'd be worth an absolute fortune.
We all say that. If we could have kept every single car we used to have, we'd be millionaires.
I know. So tell us a bit about Oval Owners then, Craig, and your involvement.
My involvement, so Natalie, my wife, started it back in 2015 under a different name, different outlook on it. So she just set it up for herself and her friends.
What was the reason behind that? Why did she start it then?
She missed the meets. There wasn't any local meets as such for the Ford scene. Pretty much died off in the 90s, didn't it? So she was sick of having to travel an hour or so to see cars. So they started doing a local meet. I don't know if you can remember the Darlston Inn, the roundabout.
Yeah, the roundabout. In the
A34. So she started there. I think when me and Advan came along, there was probably 10, 15 cars that were meeting up there regularly.
Yeah.
2019, me and Advan came on the scene. I met Nat, and we just changed the name and rebranded it.
Right.
And we focused on getting it back into Stoke sort of thing, so we didn't have to travel and getting the friends more involved.
And you put some serious work into that as
well. Yeah, yeah. It's been hard. But
you never stop.
No. It's non-stop. It's another job, isn't it?
It's
a lot of behind the scenes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So did you kind of, turn up all those years ago with Craig, and what's your story?
I think I just appeared. I think I turned up as one of the people, enjoyed it.
You left a memorable
impression.
Impression on the first time.
I'll
turned up with no oil cap on your car.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Memorable in a good way or a bad way?
I think, what trip was that?
We went for a trip up to Evo Triangle, Ponderosa Calf, didn't we?
That was the one. Yeah, met them all for the first time. Yeah. Checked the car over. Forgot to put the oil cap back on. turned up. A lot of smoke.
As you do.
Had to get it all cleaned off. I still made it, though. Yeah. Wasn't too far behind everyone else.
Yeah. Turned up at Wales with us all. We haven't looked back.
So how long ago was that, then?
2017.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Doesn't sound long ago, but it is.
It is. When you start, you know, looking at the digits.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's strange when you say it was like 7 years ago or whatever, six years ago. Yeah.
Feels like, you know, 12 months ago.
Yeah,
and then obviously, it's you know, you built it into what it is today.
Yeah. So Nat had all the old school friends because she was in the scene for over 20 years. So,
Do you know, I'm going to have to stop you there. I never would have thought Natalie would be the one that started this.
Yeah, everyone says that.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. So it's
about you, Kev. You just never would have thought that at all.
Well, I mean, I suppose there's a lot more women into the car scene than you think.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
you just don't think a lot of the time there is visible. Maybe.
No.
But like I say, you know,
I think it's becoming a lot more apparent now with women.
When that started,
it was like probably half a dozen women. Yeah. And then when they were driving the cars, they always got asked if it was the boyfriend's or the dad's car. They didn't believe it was their car.
I think that's what makes them do it more than hunted.
I think it really bugs them,
like, you know, which, you know, you can understand, can't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
But it just makes them want to push further, I think, and become more visible.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Nat enjoys the scene. She likes being involved in the scene. She doesn't enjoy pushing it as much, though, as us. So that's where me and Advan come in.
Mm.
And we push it that way, sort of thing. So Advan's very good on social media. We always say Advan's our secret weapon. It's talking to people.
Secret.
And I'm the one that...
Did you say then he's a weapon?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I'm sure you called a lot worse. I'll take that one.
That's a nice one, that is.
So then I do all the booking of the shows and taking in the funds and getting all the convoys sorted and all that sort of thing.
So logistically, I can imagine it's quite... hard then.
Yeah, it takes,
a lot of organising and getting people together, and
that's it. Yeah.
Especially when you're collecting money off people, I'd imagine.
Yeah, pulling money in. Doing a convoy with 100 plus cars, and you know, people taking the wrong direction. That happens quite regularly, where we're able to turn 50 cars around in the middle of a lane.
How about that goes down lovely with you know, other drivers on the road as well.
Great photo opportunities though.
Yeah, it is.
We've got a couple where the cars are all facing the wrong way, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done it a few times, haven't we, where we just said, right, we need to turn around.
Because it's not just a local thing now, is it, Overloaners? It's global.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Huge,
yeah, I mean, you get members from all around the world and showing pictures of the cars and, you know.
Yeah, it's good. Like, you know, we've got a big member base in America, and like I said to you, last year we did Ford Fair and we had one of the members drive his Cosi all the way from Portugal to Ford Fair. Yeah, so he loved that. He did well.
I bet he didn't like the fuel bill.
he was just impressed it actually made it there and back.
Yeah. What car was that?
Yeah, Sapphire Cosworth.
Was it?
Yeah. So he got a bit of an award given to him by Ford Fair event organisers because they were impressed he drove that far, and they did a bit of an interview and fast forward with him and that. So he was happy. He keeps saying he's going to come back.
Away from Portugal, smell of petrol fumes and
most of the way with the window open.
Yeah, wow,
that's the joy of old cars, isn't it? Then,
this is why we love them, don't we? Old cars, you know.
Did we get more of a presence? A lot more people look around them, and that because you know, everyone when you pull up on a petrol station, you know yourself. I used to have one of them. I remember them back in the day, and especially had the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've got a Cosworth, especially, you know, back in the day when I used to see them, I used to be belting up and down Festival Park, you know, with a bunch of lads
sideways around the roundabout.
Sideways and whatever.
That was probably Natalie.
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you actually see one in the flesh, you think, stand back and wow.
They are beautiful cars.
Yeah, and they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah, they look a lot smaller than they used to, though, don't they? I remember when my friend had one. Yeah. We used to think it was a massive car, really big car.
Well, I mean, look at the cars today. They're just huge, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you park something like a Sierra Cosi next to something like a Mini Clubman, I guarantee it looks tiny.
Yeah,
it does, yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Like you say, you know,
Mini isn't Mini anymore, is it?
Well, no. Well, that's a different. That's a different story, isn't it?
they're massive, aren't they?
Well, all cars in general, I think.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
just gone bigger, haven't they? It's funny though, the roads haven't they? Have they?
No.
Or car parking spaces.
No, yeah, exactly.
Tell you what has got bigger though. Potholes.
Yeah. There's less road to drive on.
Yeah.
And fuel.
Anyway. Yeah, fuel bill.
Yeah. So Advan, what car have you got? Have you got a Fiesta?
I've got a Focus. I've got a Mark One Focus. I think it's the shiniest one out there at the moment.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, obviously with the Autobahn products.
Yeah. Exactly.
Of course. But you came to the last meet on Sunday, didn't it?
Yeah. We did, yes.
Yeah, good turnout again.
Great turnout.
and we're saying as well, like, this Sunday, it was a bit of a strange meet, wasn't it? It's like, the club's always evolving. So we had a meet on Sunday, filled the car park as usual. Mm-hmm. And probably 80% of the people there were new members.
Really?
So, yeah, so we'll have months where we get all the old members back. They all come down and see us. Then you'll have a month where you'll just have loads of new members coming down and seeing what's going on. And this meet was one of them, wasn't it? Mm. Yeah, so you get new people coming in seeing what we're up to and stuff like that, which is good.
So for anybody who doesn't know, so you have monthly meets at Autobright Direct.
I do, yeah. This is our third Autobright HQ.
It is, yeah. Well, you're not getting anywhere else, mate, so staying here. We're staying put.
We just need a bigger car park now, don't we?
That's it, yeah.
We're struggling.
Yeah, yeah. So, by next door, then?
We have that one as well? We'll move across.
So, obviously, you and your owners fill the car park out.
Yep.
Some nice-looking cars on here.
Yep.
Once a month, so.
Come rain or shine.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
I've noticed that. It doesn't matter what weather it is. It's
We still get up
and...
You'll probably just get a few less old school when the weather's a bit bad, but you always get the modern cars. You come in, walk around your store, buy a few products, look at the cars.
Yeah.
And they aren't just local people either, you know, you travel from Manchester, Birmingham, that sort of thing, all over the place, Cannock.
Wales,
yeah, yeah. Mm. Barry comes from Anglesey every month.
Barry?
Barry with the Red Series 1, the Red Mark II Escort.
Oh, right, okay.
So he travels from Anglesey every month.
Yeah,
which is good.
The guy with the orange mark one wasn't here the weekend, was he? Is he Julian? Is he?
No, yeah, he wasn't here. He's someplace a lot of football on the Sunday, so he struggles.
Right.
Okay. So he's he does a bit of a classic meet midweek sometimes.
Yeah.
Only 6 months of the year, because another way of getting out there to our members, Julian's got like a monthly subscription, like a feature in Retro Ford magazine as well. Mm-hmm. So that's good as well. So he puts photos from this meet and the classic meet as well.
Yeah. But he's not just Oval owners now, though, is he? Just you've got a couple of others with the Oval owner group?
Yeah, so I'm the chairman of South Staff's RS Owners Club as well. So we brought that into as well, don't we?
Lots of punishment, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't just do the one club now, we do the two. Which helps us out when we do shoes. Instead of having one stand, we have two stands as well.
It must be, you've got a full-time job, both of you.
Yeah.
And you do all this. It's quite, it must get quite tough at times.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
You know, all the, I mean.
Sometimes you have to have a bit of time out, don't we? I'll have a bit of a break, I'll step in, then I'll have a break and everyone steps in.
I can only talk from experience from, obviously, us here at Autobright. You know, we do what we do in the day, but we do it when we go home as well.
Yeah.
We get messages and, but I mean, you've got the same thing.
It's constant messages, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially on show season, I think, when shows are on.
Yeah, when we
the amount of 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock calls, text. Have you got space? Can you get me a ticket?
Yeah.
I can't turn up. It does become full-time.
Yeah.
And that's why we brought in such a big admin team now. So over the past few years, we've built it up now. I think we've got 10 admin, so they share the responsibility. So Dan and Alicia help run the Insta page.
Yeah.
Then we've got a lad named Lee who helps run the TikTok page. So, you know, we run every single social media platform and we've got support and help on every single one of them as well. Mm. So in total, there's like 10 of us now.
Big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Social media.
Like you said, it's non-stop when you get messages from Portugal or America, like middle of the night and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good.
What's the... So in all the cars that you've seen then in your group... What is the one that really kind of sticks out for you?
That's not fair.
Yeah, it is. No. If you don't think that's fair, wait till the question's got here.
Same your own. So it's easier to same your own. No, all of them brilliant. You know, some the work what like Barry's done with theirs old school because he's put new school management on it. You know, it's very modern management on it, so it's a reliable modern car.
Make it more usable.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Then like you said,
sorry, what was it, a reliable Ford?
Yeah. Plenty of them about.
Yeah, of course there is, yeah.
Still going 35 years later.
They are.
So what triggers Broom, though.
So what about the guy who's got the RS2 200.
Yeah, so Brian. Yeah, Brian. So he came in with us when we took on South Staff's RS Owners Club, so he's a big RS Owners Club member. Mm. But he helped support us as well, and he's always said he'll come along to anything we do. So he's got the 1700T and the RS200, where he comes along with his trailer. And
you don't see them no more, do you?
No, no. No, I think there's only that one, maybe two of them.
What, in this country?
In the world, yeah.
What, two RS200s?
No, the 1700Ts. Actually, how many RS200s there are?
So is that the 1700T then? That's based on the Mark III Escort?
Yeah, yeah, it was the rally spec.
The rally spec of the...
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
The rally spec of what, though? Like a turbo or...
Yeah, yeah, I think it came out...
Group B, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I think it came out just before the RS600 ride, and that's what the RS600 ride was based off, wasn't it?
Right, because we love a rally Group B cars, can't
we? Yeah,
yeah. We really do love them. The old school rallies can't beat them.
But if that was a Group B, then the 600i must have been the homologation.
That's it. That's requirements. What it was, yeah, it was. Yeah.
You have to make so many thousand, don't they?
Yeah.
To be eligible for Group B.
That's what the 1600i was. Yeah.
Mm.
Did you have a 1600i?
I did. Yeah. Natalie made me sell it. There's too much work needed.
See,
on it.
See the tears in his eyes. Then.
I was gutted. I always wanted one, and when I'd got it, we had to sell it because it needed that much work doing to it.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I always remember the metros and the.
Six R4s.
I always remember them.
That was one of my favourites, Harris. Yeah. I think my favourite, I think it's got to be Audi.
Yeah, see, mine was a 205 T16.
Yeah.
Because the Audis were quite front heavy, weren't they?
Yeah, but the sound of them Audis screaming through the forest.
I still can't beat the sound of a 205.
Though. Yeah.
T16. And then again, they made them as well, didn't they? And the actual, you know, road spec as well. I think I've only ever seen one, but the epic cars. Mm. Same with 6R4s, aren't they? You don't see many of them.
No.
They do come for sale every now and again, and you know.
Silly money.
Yeah, like six digits for a genuine one.
And then they banned them all.
Well,
got rid of them all.
Yeah, but watching the videos, are you surprised?
Yeah.
Jesus. How there wasn't more injuries and fatalities, I don't know. Because, you know, you see there's that video, isn't there, that Audi coming over the brow. Is it the Audi or the Lancia? Might be the Lancia.
Lancia, yeah.
So it comes over the brow, it's off the floor.
Yeah.
But you can't see the track because there's like, you know, 300 people in front of it and they just part as the car gets closer.
It's ridiculous,
and you're thinking...
Health and safety nightmare.
Wouldn't work nowadays, would it?
No, definitely not. Get behind the barrier.
Four fences.
I can't see nothing. Yeah, but get behind the barrier.
You can't see nothing, but at least you might live to see something else.
Yeah. So lots and lots of old school Fords, that look beautiful.
Yeah.
Obviously, follow your social media, your Facebook and whatnot, and you always do a live on the group here.
Yeah, we try to.
You've come a long way.
Yeah. Like I said, we're across all platforms, aren't we? So we've got the YouTube channel, the TikTok, the Facebook, and Insta. Yeah, so we try to reach out to everybody if we can do.
So what's your next big show then? What's the next outing or cruise? Or
We've got a local one in Stoke-on-Trent, which is end of this month, which is in Norton Green, is it?
It is, yeah.
What's that show? Or?
Yeah, Auto Extravaganza. Yeah, so that's...
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a local one.
I was going to bring that over to that, you know.
Yeah.
But can't, because I'm racing.
You were racing or you're watching racing?
I'm watching racing. I'm not racing now, I'm watching racing.
Plus it means you're driving it.
Well, I know. Over. I know, yeah.
Has it moved yet?
Yeah, it moved from where it is now.
From that unit to this unit.
To outside. Now, I have said I want to do more miles in it this year.
You went the chippy in it, didn't you, last year?
The chippy?
You were chippy in it last year.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
The chippy.
I've been a few places, not many. But it's like, it's 50 mile an hour tops and that, I'd say. And forget corners, roundabouts. As long as it's straight line, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Because it feels as though it's, you know, it's being thrashed at 50 mile an hour, but it's not.
Screaming. Is it a four-speed box, is it,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, but it's not. If you look at the rev counter, you know, it's fine, but it just sounds, just, you know.
It's going to detonate.
Yeah, I just like, keep it 50 mile an hour, it's all right. Now. It's nice and peaceful. But yeah, I was going to bring it there, but.
Yeah, so we booked that one, aren't we?
Got Mavericks coming up.
This is the first time for us to do this auto extravaganza. We just invited along, weren't we? So we're taking 40 cars there. 40 cars there.
Where, 40 booked on, yeah.
Where is this?
Norton Green, is it?
Is it?
Yeah. So it's a charity event, so this is the first time we've done this one.
Have you been doing it for a few years now?
What's this?
This extravaganza.
Yeah, sure. I think the actual show's been running for about 11 years or so.
I'm sure I was. I've a never few been years before. Ago.
Yeah, it has, yeah. I think it's on some bloke's land, isn't it?
Yeah, a field or
charity,
something.
That's it, yeah.
And there's loads of kind of market stalls and stuff.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been there a few years ago. I went to the BMWs.
Something for kids, isn't it? We're like, we try to do so many shows a year where they do it for all the family, so people can take the kids and they can go off and do things like.
Yeah.
Some people get sick of the same Ford show where you just park up and walk around, look at cars. They like other things that's going on as well.
Yeah, break it up a bit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of them do bring the kids at meets and stuff, so.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You've got your child running around, haven't we?
Yeah, a lot. He's normally good. Yeah, so after that one, I didn't think. Well, so you've got Litchfield cars in the park, haven't we?
Ace Cafe, London.
Yeah, we're doing Ace Cafe,
all
London.
All the way down there.
Santapod.
Santa Pod at Ford Fair. And we've got the RS Owners Club National Day as well this year again.
Lots of big ones coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we probably average in like 10 shows a year, don't we? We have some months where there's summer every weekend.
Yeah. So Ace Cafe, that's that one that kind of sticks out. That's a long way away.
Yeah, yeah. We're staying overnight down there.
In lots of Fords.
Yeah.
You hope so.
Have you ever had a you know, breakdown or anybody broke down on the way or?
Cosy last year, was it went all the way to Durham, didn't it? Drove it all the way back, and it was like 2 miles from the house, and the clutch cable went on it.
Clutch cable.
We towed you home, though, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Got towed home, like literally 2 miles away.
Yeah.
Not a lot of breakdowns, I wouldn't have thought, was there?
No.
Not to stick out.
When we went to Nürburg, Daryl's engine blew up in Belgium. That's quite funny. So we've decided that Daryl's got like 100% success rate of failing.
Nürburg, so you're doing that, is it this week?
Friday, yeah. I go Friday, yeah.
Are you going for a week?
So we can't talk about Nürburg, can we?
Why?
Because I'm going with a Ford club, but we're going in a BMW this year.
Oh, are you? Oh, you care, of course you are. Yeah. Natalie's had a new car, hasn't she? An M2 BMW.
So a bit different. We keep saying we're going to do it in the Cosy 1 year. So a few of us have said, next year we're going to look at going to the Cosies, probably take the ferry further in, like into Rotterdam, then we'll just drive it there.
That'll be a trip.
Yeah. So there's like, there's about 12 Fords going with us this year. Mark III Focus RSEs, Fiesta STs and stuff. So yeah, it's a big group. Again, we've got a guy travelling down from Scotland to join us.
Yeah.
And then we've got a guy coming from Essex as well. And then we'll all meet up in the middle and go through there.
Yeah. Fantastic. Never been there, Big Ring.
Nope.
You're missing out.
I know. It's
really are missing out.
Yeah, something that...
Sounds like the next mini adventure, doesn't it?
Yeah, it should be.
Well, we were going to...
It wouldn't make it round.
I wouldn't,
but not.
I wouldn't make it there, probably.
There is that.
One of them would probably break down. but no, I have been asked to do it many, many times, but I'm always busy now. I'm always, like, you know...
What's a spare room now, you know, if you're free this weekend.
Spare what?
Spare
place.
Room.
Adrian's going, isn't he?
He's going to be there same time as us, yeah. Yeah, so all the guys from Paddock Performance are going to be there as well.
Yeah. And he's a nice GT3.
Yeah,
no, I can't go, unfortunately. Again, I'm racing this weekend, so I'm watching racing, BTCC.
Non-stop.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah, never get any time to do anything. No,
you struggle fit it all in, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah. It's difficult. So
where's my violin?
Yeah. So have...
Have the other half live.
Yeah, that's it.
I say nothing.
Do you like going there?
I racing? Do like going watch touring car, yeah.
Can't beat it.
Doing well, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah, obviously.
About the first race?
You could do better, but, you know, I think they did really well for the first track.
A decent point score, as I want it, so, you know, for the team in general.
Bobby had an independent win as well, which is brilliant. Picked up some silverware.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan did great, he just had a bit of bad luck, but, you know, we'll see what this weekend. The thing is with British touring cars, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah, you could say he's going to win or he's got this, but you just don't know.
No. He's only got the conversation on to touring cars because the Focuses did quite well in the first round this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Compared to last year, where they were, you know, sort of middle of the pack.
Yeah.
So what are they? Are they the STs or the new STs?
Yeah, STs. Yeah.
Napa Racing.
But they've done a lot of winter testing, haven't they? So they've come on a lot this season. They were really, really quick.
Yeah, it looks a strong team this year. And then Focuses are flying, absolutely flying. So there you go.
Standard.
Flying into the barrier.
Yeah.
And that's when you go Nürburgring.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Oh, don't.
Backwards.
Are you actually going around the ring in your car then? Or
yeah, we go around and we do some laps and that.
Yeah.
So I'm always a bit nervous.
I think that's the big thing that puts a lot of people off going, maybe, is what happens when you, if you have an accident.
That's probably what puts me off. Yeah, that's what puts me off.
Because it's not just damage to your car, it's damage to the track, it's track downtime,
If I go around in my car, I'll put my foot down, of course, you know.
I
love it. Yeah. It's what if. It's not probably not me, but it's probably that other car that's coming down.
I think if you put your foot down to what you used to drive and you'll be fine, it's when the real racers go around there, they go so fast. Some of them, you know, they haven't got the talent or whatever. I go, I'll do a lap, but I won't go silly because I know I've got to drive it back to the UK after.
Yeah.
So I'll just do enough to enjoy myself.
That goes out the window for us when we've got minis. Yeah.
And then you've got the taxis as well, aren't you, the ring taxis?
Yeah.
So you don't even have to go on track in your own car, you can go with the ring taxis as well.
Yeah, I think that'd be something I'd do. Yeah. I'd be more comfortable with, to be fair.
I think I would, to be honest.
I've always said you could drive all the way there and have no issues, not go on track and still have a good time.
Mm. I'd just be a bag of nerves.
I think the ring taxi sounds more nervous to me.
Do you think?
You're not in your control, are you? Having some race car driver drive you around at breakneck speeds.
They've got more.
You can't hold it, can you?
Oh, no, you can't. But
your fate isn't in your own hands. You can blame somebody else if you have an accident.
That's it, yeah. At least they're doing it every day, aren't they? Yeah. All day long. Yeah. You know, they're kind of used to it now.
But you drive around there as if it's like nothing to them.
Well, it's massive as well. It's huge, that.
13 miles, is it, or something?
And how many corners? It's a ridiculous amount of corners.
Yeah. It's over 26, isn't it?
26 corners.
Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah,
That's insane. It looks an epic track, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, there's 28 of us going this year. 28, yeah. So we fit. There's a complex we stay on. Lovely complex. It is. You have these big detached houses, four-bed houses. And we filled five houses. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's good.
Because obviously, the track's called Nürburgring. Is that the name of the town?
No. There's you've got Nürburgring, then you've got Adenau. So it's a small town, but it's a town where the actual ring is. Yeah. It goes through Adenau, the actual ring.
Right. Yeah, because I think there's a restaurant there that's kind of, you know, you go inside and there's all bits of memorabilia off the track.
We go there.
That's what I've seen anyway.
Yeah, it's good.
Haven't you written our name on the wall?
If you go in the restaurant, I've wrote the name and every year we go there, we put the different dates underneath. So there's about three, 4 years different dates on there as well.
Yeah. I did that when I went down to Jeremy Clarkson's place.
We did that. We put over in the sticker there, we did. Yeah, but it's gone now because I asked you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Used to have a black Jeep in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Black Jeep's gone now, I think.
If you go around the back into the restaurant type area, I got one of our member of staff put air fresheners up on the top, so nobody lifted him up, so nobody could reach him.
It smells nice.
Are you sure it wasn't the inside of the toilets where you wrote your name?
Probably.
With his phone number.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Brill, excellent. We've got some questions for you, by the way.
Is this where Advan steps in?
Oh, I hope so.
He's a little bit quicker than me.
Well,
it's not against the clock. Don't worry.
No, it's not. No, we've got some really good ones, and there's about 10 questions here. So, Kev.
Oh, thanks.
You were.
Delegate.
Have I got to read your writing?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it is.
The thing is, you see, the questions I wrote down, I actually wrote like a sentence, you know, so they're legible.
No explanation.
These are like just three words.
Yeah, mine are more like
best colour.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Get you talking.
So, first question is Sierra Cosworth versus Escort Cosworth.
Oh, I think Escort Cosworth.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's got more presence. It's my poster car when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably was mine as well, to be honest.
See, now, if you'd have gone with
three door
Sierra Cosworth, if you'd have gone with
RS500
versus Escort Cosworth.
You know, I think I've only ever seen one of them once at a show.
RS500.
Yeah. There's none around here, is there?
No, we've got a couple in the group that come shows with us and stuff, yeah.
They must be worth a fortune.
Yeah, they're selling money. Well, yeah, the three doors are nice.
The big whale tail in the back. Yeah, that's...
For me, that's what a Sierra is.
Yeah.
You know, a fast Sierra's got to have a whale tail.
Yeah.
I know you got with the Sapphires, haven't you? But Sapphires were never the same impact.
We had three Escort Cosses on Sunday just gone as well.
Yeah.
Three of them.
Yeah.
There's an nice leaving video as well of them three.
Yeah,
Kyle. They sound nice.
Yeah, they do.
He did drop a gear, but yeah. It did sound nice still.
So that was the first one. So you both went with Escort. Surprising. There you go. I'll hand your boot back now.
You're the 90s kids.
Well, this is it. You know, my memories of you know, Sierra Cosworth were down here. We're down Festival Park, ripping around this roundabout.
At the time, though, Sierras, they weren't... They were classed as a cheap performance car, weren't they?
Yeah.
In the 90s. You know, quite a few people actually had Sierra Cosworths in the 90s, and they drove them like the, you know, like they're supposed to be driven.
The Sierra Cosworth. It's definitely got the best squat, though, hasn't it? Out of all three.
Squat and go.
Squat and go.
The four-door. Definitely.
The way the back end drops down.
Yeah.
That's because the suspension was really, really soft.
I never forget years ago, it was on this roundabout at Festival Park by the Odeon. one guy had one of these Cosworths. It was like a Moonstone Blue colour. And he let his mate have a go. And he took it around this roundabout. He lost it. And then he hit another car. He just lost it on the roundabout. Bang. Because we were all standing on by Toys R Us. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
We were standing there and we heard the bang. Mate kind of just got out and ran off. left the car, whose car it was, and the passenger seat like, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, that's no, right.
The days before everyone had their phone out recording it.
Yeah.
So when you have to run and see what happens.
Yeah.
And not watch it the next day on YouTube.
That's it.
We said this before, haven't we, with like car meets and not even with car meets, but nights out and stuff. It's like, it's a good job there wasn't smartphones around at the time. Because
the stuff that we used to get up to down here was ridiculous.
I mean, you used to have some people who, you know, people used to bring like a full-size camcorder, didn't they? So some meets and stuff were recorded, but most of the stuff just lives on in people's memories.
Yeah.
Which is probably for the best.
Definitely. I think my most memories of kind of Escorts, Sierra, probably not the actual car, is the engines.
Yeah.
Because they used to put them in Mark II Escorts.
That's it, yeah.
And I remember there was a guy who worked at a garage in Stone called North Stone Autos, the one on the roundabout.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he planted a Sierra Cosy lump, as they used to call them, into this Mark II Escort. And I never forget one night, he come down dead casual. This Mark II just looked like a normal Mark II. Didn't have any arches on or big
just
wheels.
Like
or whatever.
Just 1.3.
Yeah. And he had this milkshake. He'd been McDonald's. He had a milkshake in his left hand, right? And he come up to us in his car, just pulled up to us. And then he's still got his milkshake, and he just floored it. And he's just doing donuts for about 5 minutes with his milkshake in his hand still. And this just bog-standard Mark II, I think it was Mark II.
Yeah.
And that's where the anti-cruise laws came from.
That's it.
Me and Matt said we'd always like a Mark II Escort with a Cosy engine. We'd always like one.
Yeah.
Well, my message, Dad, years ago, he had a Sierra Estate, and he blew the engine up. He used to use it for towing a caravan. And the guy that he was friends with had got a Cosy lump sitting in his garage, so he fitted this Cosy lump in this Sierra Estate and put a P100 rear axle on it, the rear diff.
Yeah.
And he said it was just like the quickest thing in the world from like 0 to 80 mile an hour. It was rapid.
There's an estate going around
with a Cosy engine.
Yeah, with a Cosy engine. It goes down the Santa Pod strip.
That,
about 500
brake. That'd be epic, that would.
What brake horsepower are standard Cosys?
225. It doesn't much.
It's not a lot, is
it? It isn't, but
not
for the time.
For 30 years ago, it is.
Yeah. For the time, it was. Yeah.
Massive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's only low 200s. Yeah,
that's why everybody used to steal them.
Exactly, yeah. As I say, back in the day, you had a 1.3, didn't you, with a 90 brake?
I had a 1.1 Fiesta, and that was probably, you know, 60-70 brake. Yeah. I thought that was quick. But these things, you know, 200-odd brake.
I won't tell you what I had for my first car.
I know what you had in your first car, Kev.
It was a 1.3.
We need to know.
It's 1.3. It was a Metro.
What colour?
3 Metro, Clubman in white.
The big question is back then, did it have headrests?
Yes, it did. Yeah, it had headrests.
We always used to get that.
And I always wanted the MG seats for it, but every time I went Ginty's, someone had been trampling all over them in oil and grease, and I could never get them. Same with the red seat belts.
Yeah. Red carpets.
So I had to settle for 2 Sibbys on the front, sporty back box. Couldn't even get any alloys to fit it. 6x9s on the policy shelf.
There you go.
And it was the quickest thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
Because I used to drive it everywhere like it was the last day of its life.
Yeah, that's it.
Screaming
yeah.
and first.
Oh, it was amazing. I loved it.
My mate had a Metro Turbo. And I never forget, he bought it and it was standard. And I went in and thought, yeah, she's really quick. Anyway, he took it somewhere I think he took it up Collins, up Congleton. He had something done to it. Jesus. He brought it back down and took me out again. My God, I was holding on to the side now. He's so quick.
Yeah, you're still dropping the gearboxes, eh? Did they?
Yeah. Metro, yeah, not very reliable car, really, Metros.
Mine was reliable. I just killed it.
So, right, onto these back onto these questions then. So, to both of you, what's your favourite car, non-Ford?
I think mine's been a Tommy Mac, I think.
Evo.
Yeah.
I had an Evo before I went into Ford, since I had an Evo 6. I love that. I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? So if you're going like modern,
well, you tell us. I love the new M3. Big choice,
I love the new M3, in modern.
You like the front end on it, though.
Yeah. I love the new grill.
Yeah. Not for me.
Really stands out the new grill. Old school. Always like the Audi Quattro. Always like the Audi Quattro.
Yeah. Short wheelbase.
Yeah.
The proper Quattro. Yeah.
Well, now, what about you, old school?
Oh, old school.
Non-Ford,
old school. Maybe the Stratus, maybe. I always just like watching them as a kid.
Lancia, nice. Yeah. Drive one of them on the road, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't last very long, though.
No.
Because they look really, really unstable.
And I suppose another one as well, I've always really wanted to drive a Rally 5 GT Turbo. Never had the opportunity. I'd love to drive one of them,
but I drove the early edition, I think it was the Mark
Phase 1,
which is the Gordini.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Gordini Turbo.
Yeah, I drove one of them. We had it because I used to work at Marston's in Newcastle.
Okay.
Because they used to have a Fiat dealer, it's still there, and obviously a Renault dealer, which I don't know if it's still there now. Renault, I think it's not there anymore. But I used to be a Renault dealer, and this Gordini come in as a part exchange or something like that. But I took it out on my dinner time. Because we used to have loads of loan cars, pool cars, wherever they were.
Yeah.
Have you got the keys to that Renault 5 there?
Just to check.
Just a Renault 5? Yeah, they're over there in the key box. All right, I'm just keen for my dinner. Oh, that was fun. down the 500.
I had an E-Reg and a H-Reg. Both caught fire on by the turbo.
They had a lot of hot start issues into them as well.
Oh, yeah.
You used to run fine, and then you go back to them and they wouldn't start.
Right, so if you've got the ultimate Sunday driving day, where are you going and what car are you going in?
Difficult
these are.
Is that a Kev question?
They were meant to be pretty easy. No, that's his question.
That's my question, that is.
Do we have to pick what car we're going in, do we?
Yeah.
Can I borrow anyone's car?
Anybody's.
I'd like to borrow John's Escort, I think.
Would you? I thought you were going to say Mark's Porsche.
No, definitely. Definitely Escort. Obviously leaving from Auto Bright.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a run out to Wales somewhere, hasn't it? Wales are the best runs
Evo
out.
Triangle, Ponderosa, CAF's always good running.
Maybe 10 years ago, yeah. 5 years ago. Yeah. Not nowadays.
Yeah, I went up there the other week, actually.
Yeah, up to Ponderosa.
Yeah.
It's a good drive.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Get quite a heavily policed now, though, isn't it, as well?
We drove through the other weekend that we didn't see any. No. Was it last weekend? No,
last weekend.
Weekend before, yeah.
No, I didn't see any. Well, I went. It's good though.
There's a few of the average speed cameras now, aren't there? A few of the runs.
Yeah. Go on then. Have you chose?
No.
I can't think.
Ready for my next question then.
They're not so quick fire round.
Really aren't, no.
Good questions though, because he's umming and ahhing.
Great matters going.
Probably Barry's RS2000 going around the Peak District.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Peak District.
Going up over Buxton.
I think it's either Peak District or like Lake District.
Yeah. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should every
year,
one of them.
Every year, the RS2, the RS Owners Club do a tour of the Lake District. They do it every single year, and you can only go in a rear-wheel drive RS, so it's like all Mark II Escorts, Mark I Escorts on the...
I bet the noise is heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Going around Lake Windermere.
Ah, yeah. Brilliant. okay, next question. What's the most embarrassing moment in Oval Owners history? God. That could be across the board. It could be you, could be anybody. The most embarrassing.
For me personally.
Well, no, it could be for anybody.
As I say, for me personally, one year I had 5 birthdays because of Advan. So Advan's got this thing now, wherever we go, like Frankie and Benny's, you know where they sing and bring cakes out.
5 beer tastes.
Yeah, he thinks it's hilarious when he tells them it's my birthday and they come out and start singing to me because I crawl at my own bum, basically.
Did you get free cake, though?
I get it free because he buys it.
But it's worth it, though.
It's got, so that's my
most embarrassing
thing. The candle comes over, they all walk towards him and you see his face and he realises what's going to happen.
Not again.
Yeah.
It's not my birthday.
The funny thing is that we were sat there and there was some little girl across the way having a birthday and I said to him, I'd die if that was me. I'd absolutely die. 2 minutes later, someone came out.
That's because you said it, you see. Yeah. Straight away, he's like, aha.
So, Advan. Most embarrassing moment in Oval.
There's a few. Taping the wrong directions. Down little lanes. Time to turn everyone round. Turning up with no petrol oil cap on. There's a few.
Yeah.
There is a few.
Yeah. Has anybody ever been caught speeding? As in, because you know when you're on your way to a show or whatever.
Yeah.
And then.
You're always quite slow, aren't they?
You finally get there, and there's somebody up to pick up speeding.
Yeah, when we do a convoy, as a rule, we stick quite slow because some of the old school, like you said, they've only got 4-speed gearboxes. They get on the motorway and they can't go any more than 70, so we do keep it quite slow.
I remember a few years ago when Tracks, I think, there was a police pulling station where they were pulling in tents and they were making people either pay £60 or pull them off for them.
Yeah.
I've had a few of them, I think. Tracks was the worst one for that. Anything Silverstone way can be quite tough.
Got a couple of members turn up without the tickets, aren't they, where they've been able to get into shows when they've travelled all that way. Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
So, okay. So a few, I mean, this is a kind of question that you see regularly. If you've got a 3-car garage, what are you going to choose to put in your garage, in your 3-car garage? Any 3 cars, what are you choosing?
Is this Ford or non-Ford?
Anything you want.
Oh, I'll stick with Ford, I think. Escort Cosworth for sure.
Yeah.
I'd have to have something old, like a Mark II, RS 2000, and then something modern. So let's go for the Mark III RS. I never hate on the Mark III RS. I really like the Mark III RS.
I loved it. I loved it.
And everyone moans about that it doesn't look match RS sold enough. It, was devastated. It drives beautifully. Yeah. It's modern.
Yeah.
That would be my daily one, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll keep it with Fords.
Nice Ford garage there, then.
Exactly.
I'd have to keep the SAF. Then I'll go mixed up and put like a Lotus Carlton in there. Always fancied one of them because they were like the nemesis of the two, weren't it? So having a black SAF Cosy next to a black Lotus Carlton looked pretty cool.
You don't see many of them anymore.
No. Then I'd have to have Nat's car once because she's always wanted a Lamborghini Hurricane or something like that. So you'd have to put a black Lamborghini Hurricane in there.
Well, I didn't even think about that. Hypercars or supercars.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah.
So we said if she ever got the money, she'd have one of them, so I'd put that in there for her, so I could have the other two.
So kind.
Yeah. Go on, okay. Then. Well, I'm going to say, let's fire it back at you.
Yeah,
then.
All right. Then. I'll go first, then. So my 3-car garage is...
Got it, haven't you?
Not yet.
He ain't got enough room in his garage for 3 cars. However, there is 3 parked here most days.
Yeah, yeah. 3-car garage in there. I think I'm going to go with a... brand new shape GT3 or the 9921. I'm going to go with a Range Rover, big Range Rover.
SVR,
yeah. I don't know if they do big Range Rover in SVR.
No.
They don't do the SV, aren't you?
Just a sports SVR, aren't they?
Yeah, one of them. and I would like, what would I like? I'd probably go for an M3. Or an M5.
Yeah.
The new ones are gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple of M5s in the wicked cars. They just tick all the boxes. You know, for obviously kids in the back and,
going out for a nice Sunday drive type of thing.
Yeah, it's good Tory, the M5s. So that'd be mine, I think. What are yours, Kev?
For a daily, I'd probably go Range Rover. Because you can't really beat them for a daily driver, can you?
You can't. Can't beat them things.
Exotic, I'd go for Ferrari F40. Always been my favourite.
Has it? Yeah. I've never been a fan. Never
Epic
been a
cars
fan.
Sound amazing.
It's that big wing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they do look horrendously 80s now, but they just, it's like
it's
the,
a poster car.
It's the distilled essence of what a Ferrari should be.
Yeah, it's the iconic F40, isn't it?
And then for a classic, I'd go with Mark 1 Lotus Cortina.
Good shout, very good shout.
Are they the round lights?
One with the round tail lights and the fins.
Yeah. The round tail lights and segments.
Yeah. Car. Epic cars, them all.
Beautiful car.
The Mark 2s aren't bad, the square one. Yeah. But I did prefer the Mark 1. Yeah,
my uncle had one of them, Mark 1.
Yeah, my dad had a Mark 2 1600E.
Yeah.
Red with like gold stripes on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mark 1. They'd be amazing. And they sound epic as well.
So you've got some blue blood in you there, Kev.
I've never had a Ford, surprisingly.
You're missing out.
My dad's had a few. But, you know, in terms of, like, say, I think it stems from when I've been and watched, like, historic racing and stuff.
Yeah.
So you've got, like, you know, Anglias and, you know, Mark on low score teams.
They do a lot of historic racing down Goodwood now, don't they? And then particular cars.
Yeah, like the historic, like the touring car racing. I'd love to go watch that.
Yeah.
It'd be epic.
I was watching it the other week, actually. It was like a live. I think Jake Hill was driving.
Well, a lot of the touring of the car drivers do, don't they? And a lot of the ex-touring car drivers do. So I know Anthony Reid does a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think Jason Plato was doing some. Matt Neal was doing some, I think, as well.
I think this week Colin Turkington was in an old M3, E30 M3, flying around there.
Mm. So you got like the Capris driving and stuff, aren't they, as well? We're watching the Capri against like a Ford Fairlane or whatever they are, the big
massive,
V8 things.
Massive things, they are. A Mini Cooper chasing one of those.
Epic.
Right, next question. So the best car show that you've ever been to?
Do you want to go first?
The best car show I've ever been to is an easy one. Overlanders Charity Day back in 19, was it pre-COVID?
Yeah, it was when
that was when
Mark did all the awards for us on Show and Shine.
That was the start to finish, wasn't it? Us putting all the work in, planning, getting messed around by certain companies and
Central Forest Park. That was.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The weather coming. You say you were there. Right there.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Thank you. Then you come back and got the van for us.
Yes.
You brought the van in the end, didn't you?
Yes.
Busy day that was.
Is that the sepsis charity?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a sepsis. Yeah,
I remember that one. Yeah, that was a good day. That was.
Yeah.
That was a busy day.
I keep nudging him to try and do another one.
Yeah.
But he's not sure yet.
Right.
But we are working on it.
We have mentioned about maybe doing one next year.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Charity events. Julian's looking at different venues and stuff. That was hard, that was. You know, like Advan said, we pretty much got everywhere sorted, got a location, paid all the money, and last minute we were like, yeah, you can't have that venue now. So luckily the council came in and supported us and gave us Longton Forest, well, Hanley Forest Park, sorry.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we turned it around in like 2-3 weeks, didn't we? Managed to lay out, get all the venue, and it was good.
And it was a good day.
Yeah, it was, really.
I do remember
weather
that.
Was on our side.
Cars everywhere.
Yeah, there was, yeah.
And we had the weather on our side that day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was a beautiful day.
Very teary day.
That's an easy one for me.
Yeah.
Okay. This question, I mean, I think you've answered this, on the most interesting car in your Overlanders group.
Yeah, you've got your 1700T,
yeah,
haven't you?
1700T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't we got one of JK's old cars in our group as well?
Yeah, Mark from
JK.
Camp.
JK the singer, yeah.
Jamiroquai.
We've got one of his old cars in the group, haven't
we? Yeah, we've got a Mark 1 Escort RS16. It says, 1600, isn't it? Well, it says Mark 1 Escort Twin Cam. And it used to be owned by Jamiroquai, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
So that's quite an interesting one.
The RS1600. Mark 2.
It's a Mark 1 Escort, this is. Mark, yeah, it's a 1600 twin cam. It's one of the very first RSs.
Nice. Do you remember I'm sure you will, but do you remember the Mark 2 Harriers?
Yeah.
They,
it's like a special edition.
Yeah, they were. Just the one. I think they were 1.6 engines.
I think I've only ever seen one.
The RS2000s had the 2 litres in.
I think I've only ever seen one at a car show.
Yeah. I remember them. Like, I remember the silver with blue stripes on
that's
the side.
Yeah. So the RS, I'm just trying to think now, the RS1600's eyes in the Mark II, were they white?
They weren't eyes, they weren't. Just the 1600's have the injection.
Sorry, just...
Injection came out in the Mark III.
Yeah, so just the RS1600.
Yeah, did
RS1800 as well.
Yeah,
that was the rally car, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, I know a bit of Ford... next one. Right, Kev.
Got me to Mexico.
Are these yours now?
These are the full sentence ones.
Yeah, these are. You can tell. There's two. These are basically just general knowledge about Fords, I think.
I'm no good at that stuff.
So, just two quick ones. So, in which year?
Into this one.
In which year did the Sierra replace the Cortina?
So we're just on about normal Sierra, aren't we?
Yeah.
So the very first Sierra was Y-Reg, 1979.
82.
So the Cortina was still going then?
I'm guessing it's when the Cortina completely stopped.
Right, okay. So that was a bit of a thingy that was red anyone wanted. So the first Sierra was Y-Reg 79.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of an overlap there. Yeah.
Blame Google if these questions are wrong, by the way. And then the second one is, what was the most expensive Ford ever sold at an auction in the UK?
Well, that's...
The Diane car.
It's going to be the Diana, yeah. Which correct. Went to somewhere in Cheshire.
Did it?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it went for?
Was it released, the price?
Yeah,
it was, yeah.
There was lots of
it's over a million, was it something
around.
Like 1.2 mil or something?
722,000.
500.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, I think it was over a mil once they put the charges
auction
on.
Fees on.
Auction fees on, yeah.
And then I think the one before that was an RS 500 that went for
500 grand. Yeah. That went to Dubai, that did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Like you know that.
Drop in the ocean to them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, Princess Diana.
Pocket change.
That'll just be parked in. Probably a house garage.
Oh, that'll never move.
Yeah. Never drive
it. Says, yeah, it's on a private collection, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Why, Reg, I think? Yeah. It was later than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it would have been a Series 1, so it would have been around about B, wasn't it?
J, Reg.
Was it A?
I can't remember.
First ones.
Yeah.
Off the production
line. I think
so. There were two blacks, weren't there? Two black ones.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I mean, on the picture, it did look amazing, to be fair.
A lot of money. Have you done with your questions, Kev?
I've done my questions.
Yours are a lot easier than...
mine are just like short ones and, you know. I've got another one here.
Oh.
Just before you go.
Is that a blank sheet question?
Yeah.
Is there anything actually wrote onto there?
No. best colour... You didn't do many colours on RSs, on Cosworths, did they? Didn't do a lot of colours.
Yeah.
But what is the best colour on an RS car?
A RS in general?
In general.
Everyone likes the moonstones, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone likes the ultimate greens. That's a hard
just
one. Because each era's got a different colour.
You've got to narrow it down to an era, aren't you?
I'll nail it down to, I'd say Sierra, but there isn't many colours that they did in a Sierra Cosworth.
No.
Black's the most desirable, isn't it? I think everyone wanted a black one if they got the choice.
Go on then, we'll put it down to Sierra Cosworth. There you go.
Sierra Cosworth. I've always loved the magenta, I have. Which is what Daryl Barber's got you cleaned in here that time.
Yeah, like the maroon colour.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nat hates that colour because she said it's brown. I love it.
Yeah,
seeing different lights.
I think it's only because I remember it back, like you said, back in the 90s, a guy owned a chippy in Longton and he had one. I always remember it and it always stood out.
Yeah.
Rarest colours, like you said, people go for the moonstones and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I'd imagine most people who'd ask that question, they'd probably say moonstone.
The moonstone.
Polaris and the Escort Cosworth, that's always a good one.
Mm. Did they do.
In modern, I just love the UG. We had a Mark II RS ourselves, don't we? Focus RS, and we love the UG.
Mm.
It's just a glitter in it. Some of these new colours now, they've got that bit of a sparkle in, aren't they?
I think the one that stuck out for me most, I think, that I saw was. Did they do an RS 600i in yellow? No. I remember seeing the yellow one with black, you know, because they have the black bonnet straps, didn't they?
Yeah.
Is that a non-genuine colour?
Yeah. They did. I think they did an XR3 in the yellow, didn't they?
Maybe. So
the RS 600i.
Whether this was a genuine one then or not, but it was like a bright, like a sunburst yellow sort of colour with the black graphics, and that looked really nice out there.
I think my favourite, probably Ford, came back all those years ago, I think it's probably an XR2, the Mark II XR2.
Yeah.
With the plastic arches.
That's it, yeah.
I love that car. I never forget where I used to live. The hairdresser opposite, she had a white XR2, and every morning when she go work, she was nailing it down the street. It just sounded great.
Most of them, weren't they white and silver?
Yeah, she had a white one.
I remember seeing a lot of silver ones.
I think there's a black one as well.
And we've then, got red as well. There's a red one.
There's a red one.
They're blue.
In the blue ones, yeah.
So you need to have, you've got a red theme going on with your cars now, so you need a red one.
I do like red. Can't beat red.
Yeah, so you've got to get a red Ford now.
Easiest colour to keep playing, red.
I think so.
Yeah.
And when you used to buy one back in the 90s, they were always orange, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fade that much.
Oxidised.
Pink. Yeah. Well, that's why you have to polish them every weekend if you're a red card, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Hands covered in bloody, what was it, turtle wax, or it was colour magic.
Teacut.
Yeah.
Teacut.
Are you swearing now?
Your hands are red and all the cloths are red. And
it's taking 2 days to get it off your fingers.
This podcast has gone X-rated now.
Definitely.
So, that's it then, I think. I think we're done.
I think you survived.
You survived. You're all done.
Wasn't that bad.
It's just a 40 minutes. Well, 55 minute chat.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Should join us for an unfiltered one.
Yeah,
they're the fun ones.
Yeah, they're the fun ones.
We're allowed to.
A little bit later.
Effing and Jeffing all the way through. So anyway, so thanks, Craig, and thanks,
For having us.
Yeah, for your visit today.
Yep. Just can I just thank all the admin and part of our team.
I was just going to say, this is your plug now. Say what you want.
Yeah, just like I said, thank all the guys who help us out. You know. Got 10 people on the team, you know, it's Alicia, Dan, all them guys, Nat for starting the group, you for supporting us past 3 years, and it's like I said, every shop you've had, we've been there, we've tried out.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah, it has, it's been
You've supported us on the product of the month and stuff like that. Yeah. And Colin's performance have helped us out, haven't they, as well? Yeah, so it's been good.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we love to be involved.
The difference between our group and a lot of the others, we've got such a good team. I mean, everyone gets on and there's no issues as the wheel that well.
But it's more for the members, isn't it? I think our group is now. It's not about sort of personalities and who's got the best car. We have.
No, we don't care whether it's 50 quid or 5 grand.
We can have a 100 grand car sit next to a 500 pound car that we're treating no different.
Yeah, exactly. It's their car. They love it. So.
I think they appreciate that as well.
Yeah. Great. Fantastic.
No, thanks very much.
All right, and so thanks, guys. And cheers, Kev.
Thanks.
And then, we'll see you on the next. You'll hear us on the next podcast. So until the next time.
Next time, not so early in the morning.
No, catch you later.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
Tune in next time to the Autobrite Direct podcast.
Because looks are everything.
Get down.